Sarkoja, said Tars Tarkas, 40 years ago you were instrumental in bringing about the torture and death of a woman named Gozava. I have just discovered that the warrior who loved that woman has learned of your part in the transaction. He may not kill you, Sarkoja. It is not our custom. But there is nothing to prevent him tying one end of a strap about your neck and the other end to a wild throat, merely to test your fitness to survive and help perpetuate our race. Having heard that he would do this on the morrow, I thought it only right to warn you, for I am just a man. The river is but a short pilgrimage, Sarkoja. Come, John Carter. The next morning Sarkoja was gone, nor was she ever seen after. In silence we hastened to the Jeddak's palace, where we were immediately admitted to his presence. In fact, he could scarcely wait to see me, and was standing erect upon his platform glowering at the entrance as I came in.
"Strap him to that pillar," he shrieked. "We shall see who it is dares strike the mighty Tauhajus. Heat the irons. With my own hands I shall burn the eyes from his head, that he may not pollute my person with his vile gaze."
"Chieftain Zathark," I cried, turning to the assembled council and ignoring Tauhajus, "I have been a chief among you, and today I have fought for Thark shoulder to shoulder with her greatest warrior. You owe me, at least, a hearing. I have won that much today. You claim to be just people."
"Silence!" roared Tauhajus. "Gag the creature, and bind him as I command."
"Justice, Tauhajus!" exclaimed Lorcus Tomo. "Who are you to set aside the customs of ages among the Tharks?"
"Yes, justice!"
echoed a dozen voices, and so, while Tauhajus fumed in froth, I continued. "You are a brave people, and you love bravery. But where was your mighty Jeddak during the fighting today? I did not see him in the thick of battle. He was not there. He rends defenseless women and little children in his lair. But how recently has one of you seen him fight with men? Why, even I, a midget beside him, felled him with a single blow of my fist. Is it of such that the Tharks fashion their Jeddaks? There stands beside me now a great Thark, a mighty warrior, and a noble man. Chieftains, how sounds Tars Tarkas, Jeddak of Thark?"